So we might have found, at least in part, part of the reason our hospitals and EDs are so stretched right now. Obviously, it's a lack of staff, but the DHBs tell us that a year ago they sent a combined letter to the government warning of critical workforce issues and pressures because of the immigration and border settings at the time. The letter went to Carolyn Tremaine, the chief executive of MB. She passed it on to no one. Not the Ministry of Health, not Andrew Little, not the Immigration Minister. Little says he's only made aware of this last month. He didn't have a clue what was going on. Wanted to talk to him. He's ill. MB don't want to talk, obviously. National Party Health spokesperson Shane Retty is with us on it. Shane, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
The role and the power of the Ministry and what information they hold. Why would a DHB write to a Ministry and not ring Andrew and go, Andrew, we got trouble?
I don't think Andrew can quite avoid this. If you look, he was also CC'd to a very senior person in the ministry, a Deputy Director General, acting Deputy Director General of Health. So senior people in his team actually received this letter at the same time. So yeah. I don't accept that there was no knowledge. This came from all DHBs, from all CEs. It's very
exactly. But the reason I ask the question is it not fair to suggest a minister on top of his port or her portfolio would be cognizant of the most obvious of issues around health, one of which would be staffing, therefore would be active and looking to solve it themselves. They don't need a letter and they don't need a ministry, do they?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, this was flagged by all the DHBs, and they made three key points. First of all, a health workforce shortage. We're going to have to cancel surgeries. ED waiting times. They even included graphs to show the ED waiting times. And we urgently need to change the immigration settings to avert the health crisis. And these roosters have all come home to roost, haven't they? Every single one. Waiting times, cancelled waiting lists. You know, there was a warning a year ago. You should have known, as you say, before then. But a year ago, they put a flag in the sand and said we've got problems. It sort of gives me some deja sense of ICU beds, Mike. Warned, did nothing, here's the consequence.
I've never worked for the public service. How are they so dysfunctional? How can a ministry have information, a minister have information, and still nobody does anything?
Because when you're ideologically distracted by health reforms, the biggest reforms in the last 20 years, that's all you focus on. It's where your money goes. It's where your attention goes. Everything else becomes an inconvenient nuisance, but a very serious issue. That's how this happened.
Indeed. As of Friday, when it all comes to fruition, the dream comes a reality for this. Does anything get fixed?
No. On Friday, it's the same team, different jerseys. In the middle of a pandemic with people still dying of COVID every day, with waiting lists, all the issues we've got here now don't change on Friday.
What's your view overall? So one of the things we closed the country down for is to avoid the health system being overrun. And yet 2 years on, having closed the country down and now being vulnerable to respiratory illnesses and flu, the health system is being overrun. Have we achieved anything?
Look, I think what we have achieved is we've achieved some frameworks that we can mobilise under urgency. So if we get, and I'm very worried about a future measles outbreak, we now have some understanding of how to social distance and how we can get out to remote areas and vaccinate. So there are some parts of an infrastructure under urgency that we have developed, that we have tested. They'll always need improvement. So yes, there are some things we've learned from this. What we've fundamentally learned is that you can have the best policies in the world. If you don't have a health workforce to deploy them, it doesn't matter.
All right, Shane, appreciate your time very much. Shane Retty out of the National Party this morning.